This is University Beat. I'm Mark Schreiner. The science of nanotechnology isn't even 20 years old, but it's already been the source of advancements in dozens of fields. That's thanks in part to people like Dr. Shyam Mohapatra, a distinguished health professor at the University of South Florida.
Nanotechnology or nanoscale technology really means to work in a very, very small level. And that's really atomic level. To make it very simple, a nanometer is actually 1 millionth of a pinhead.
Yet even at that atomic level, Mohapatra has helped invent biomedical diagnostic and treatment methods for viral infections and diseases like cancer, HIV, and diabetes.
Think about, having a wristwatch-like device which will be able to not only monitor the glucose levels in the blood, but also will give you the insulin that your body needs. So we're talking about that kind of device that's possible at the nanoscale level.
This ingenuity and creativity has paid off on multiple levels. Mohapatra's research has brought USF over $20 million in funding and has led to a number of companies being spun off from the university. It's also the reason Mohapatra is one of six inductees into the charter class of the Florida Inventors Hall of Fame.
I just couldn't believe it because nanotechnology is such a young stage. The products from nanotechnology are just beginning to emerge.
Joining Mohapatra in the hall's inaugural class are liquid crystal display pioneer, University of Central Florida professor Shin-San Wu, and Dr. John Gorey, who invented the ice-making machine and is considered the father of a product that most Floridians couldn't live without, air conditioning. Other honorees include Dr. Robert Cade, the famed University of Florida inventor of Gatorade, and Florida Atlantic University's Dr. William Glenn, who developed the high-definition camera for NASA. And as Dr. Paul Sandberg, chair of the Hall's advisory board, says, how can you have an inventor's Hall of Fame without arguably the most renowned inventor of all time, Thomas Edison?
And people go, well, Thomas Edison? Why Thomas Edison? Well, for those that have gone down to Fort Myers and seen Thomas Edison's house and lab, they can see right away that he loved Florida, he lived down there, and he had a laboratory, which was very important to him.
Sandberg, the senior vice president for research and innovation at USF, says the idea for the Florida Inventors Hall came as he perused the list of members of the National Inventors Hall of Fame in Alexandria, Virginia.
As I'm looking through this really thick book, I don't really see many Florida inventors in there. You know, a lot of places in the country, but not really any Florida inventors. And I'm thinking, why aren't there significant Florida inventors being honored by the National Inventors Hall of Fame? And so I thought, well, maybe we should do that in the state of Florida.
The hall is only one of seven such state organizations in the country and is backed by a number of Florida universities and research organizations. Sandberg says eight members of those groups made up the selection committee, which picked the inaugural class out of a few dozen nominees.
The nice thing is that we're going to keep the candidates that didn't get it this year in the pool because there are some great candidates in Florida, which will be great for the Inventors Hall of Fame.
While there's no physical home for the hall just yet, Sandberg indicates a display honoring the first six inductees will go up at USF's Tampa campus later this year.
You know, this is brand new for us, and it's brand new for the state, and we want to make it something that they can really cherish and be proud of.
And Shyam Mohapatra adds that the possibility of one day joining this Hall of Fame should motivate Florida's future inventors to keep pursuing their dreams and push educators to help them do so.
It's a culture thing that you have to really train people to think differently, think outside the box. Those are the ideas that comes early on, and we got to really start school level, high school level, undergraduate level, not the stage where I am now.
Mohapatra and his fellow inductees will formally join the Florida Inventors Hall of Fame at a September 10th ceremony in Tampa. For details, check out the University Beat link on our webpage, wusf.org. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.